Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We'll start with Mitch first up. What can you tell us? You're a bit of a theatre buff. What can you tell us about women in the theatre?
Well, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm a little bit obsessed with the musical Wicked, which, if you're not aware, is like a backstory to The Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch and the Good Witch in that. And fittingly for International Women's Day, the reason I'm talking about this musical in particular is that it has two female leads. There is a token male love interest, but that's fine. He's a bit of fun. at the forefront, though, is two really strong and empowered women, and it focuses on their story and their friendship and whatnot. Wicked was really successful in Australia. It first started in 2008 and then wrapped up last year. However, since then, the rights to Wicked have been released to amateur theatres. So the Parramatta Riverside Theatre is doing an adaptation in July and August later this year, which will be interesting to see. Obviously, probably won't be as extravagant as the grand professional production, but as I said, at the core of the show is a really incredible plot, primarily centred around women. It's really thought-provoking, and like my brain's quite dormant most of the time, so to get my attention and spark my interest, it's got to be good. So if you haven't seen Wicked, get on it.
I actually haven't, so I may get on that.
Oh, you better.
I will.
Do yourself a favour.
We'll get on to Wicked. Moving down the line, we have Max, who is talking about punk music today. So what can you tell us about women in punk music?
Well, it seems like there's more women coming into the punk scene because they're kind of unrepresented within the punk scene. But now you're, especially with grindcore as well, Japanese grindcore, of course. You've got Flitch's Idiosyncrasy and the Dilapidation, which is like a all-female grindcore band. And quite brutal vocals. You wouldn't really imagine that it's done by like four almost kawaii-looking women, but it's quite interesting. Also, Sate Star Sept, female-fronted Japanese noise grind band. Very brutal, almost guttural female vocals. Very interesting. Check them out.
I will. That sounds mildly terrifying, but I will put that on my list. And Millie, we've spoken to Millie once or twice in studio. You may recognise Millie. Millie, what can you tell us about film?
Well, women in film right now, it's a really interesting time for women in film. And we've all heard like actresses like Cate Blanchett really speak about this. We just had Brie Larson win Best Actress for Women. It kind of shows the difference of characters that are now coming out for women to play when it comes to like actual film roles instead of just being the side chick in a James Bond movie. Now they have these very vulnerable and strong female characters, and it's really, really interesting to see, because with Mad Max that came out, obviously everyone in Australia was so happy with Mad Max. A lot of people were calling it feminist propaganda because there was a lot of females, and even though it's called Mad Max, it was Furiosa's movie played by Charlize Theron. And it was actually edited by George Miller's wife, and he asked her to edit it because he actually said if a man edited this, it would just be another generic action movie. And so he wanted to make something special, and you know they did with the six Oscars. And
yeah, that's a fairly good
fairly good measurement. So they did very well. But there's also a problem. Like, yes, we do have a female lead in Star Wars, but if we look behind the scenes of films, there's only been two female directors to ever win an Oscar, and that was Kathryn Bigelow for The Hurt Locker, and then there was the director of Frozen. I forgot her name, but so only one best director, because the other one was best animation. So there really is still this gender gap when it comes to female directors, and I know that in Hollywood only under 10% of the most popular feature films are done by female directors. And yes, that is a problem because, you know, females also have a different way of telling stories. I guess everyone has their own opinion, but yeah, it's still an issue. But over the past 2 years, yeah, there has been a lot of changes. A lot of people, I guess Frozen was one of them. It's the second Oscar, but it's an interesting time right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually didn't know that Frozen was directed by a woman. So there you go. I've learned something today. Well, thanks so much for joining us in studio, guys.
Our pleasure.